Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Nature is inspiring new designs that could protect both coastlines and marine life. Hello, 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 and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. If you missed our lesson yesterday, I'll say it again. Happy New Year. It's still the beginning of a new year. We're January 2nd, 2026, and we are in the middle of an article called Walls and Corridors. We've been focusing on the walls part yesterday and today. We're talking about these seawalls and what a certain company or organization is doing to help with the marine life near these seawalls. And joining me in the studio, I'm happy to welcome Linda back.
Thank you, Gabe. Hi, everyone. It is great to be back.
Linda, what was one of your takeaways from yesterday's lesson?
Well, I really liked that the addition of these biocap tiles to the seawalls was mimicking nature, that the marine biologists who were creating these tiles or the whoever was creating these tiles, they took cues or hints, lessons from nature on how to create these tiles so that they would better serve the environment, like with grooves and crevices to give living organisms places to live, so to increase biodiversity. And also, it's useful for protecting the coastline against erosion.
Yeah. And people have been, as you said, taking cues from nature, that is learning something intentionally and trying to mimic it or copy it in some way from nature for a long time, perhaps even centuries, right? You know, engineers, architects, you know, trying to figure out ways, like figure out how things work in an animal's own biology and then try to imitate it. I mean, I think we've been trying to figure out how to camouflage effectively like the cuttlefish does. I don't think we've gotten there yet.
No, not yet.
You know, but we're trying to figure it out, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, that's kind of what they're doing here with studying coral reefs. And so they're creating these things, as you can see in your magazine. If you have your magazine, I hope you have your magazine open, and these pictures of the designs, the textured designs of these tiles that really do mimic real nature, these coral reefs. We learned about several different types of marine biology, several different sea creatures that are helping specifically to filter water near the shoreline and take out harmful things, things that actually could even, if you don't take out these things, then, you know, terrible things will happen. For example, one of the reasons why we have these big algal blooms, which is just a lot of algae that has been produced suddenly on the surface of the water. One of the reasons for that is because sea creatures are not able to filter the water in the way that they should. And so what kind of sea creatures did we learn about yesterday?
We learned they included oysters, barnacles, sponges, and other marine organisms. But yeah, I was really impressed with the oyster and how much water it can filter in one day.
Yeah, right? What is it, like 20 to 50 gallons? You just don't think of a single little organism like that, you know, filtering that much water. But it is surrounded by water, so I guess it could happen. So we're going to get into our lesson today. We're learning a little bit more about biocap and what they do, you know, the tiles that they create, the textures there, and exactly how they are helping. So let's get right into the first section for the day.
The tile's swirling surface patterns increase the overall surface area, offering more space for colonization. The shaded recesses are intended to help regulate temperature by providing cooler, more stable microenvironments. This thermal buffering can support marine life in the face of rising water temperatures and more frequent heat events. Another potential benefit of the tiles is reducing the impact of waves. When waves hit a natural shoreline, their energy is gradually absorbed by irregular surfaces, tide pools, and vegetation. In contrast, when waves strike vertical concrete seawalls, the energy is reflected back into the water rather than absorbed. This wave reflection can amplify wave action, increase erosion at the base of the wall, and create more hazardous conditions during storms. The textured surfaces of the biocap tiles are designed to help diffuse wave energy by mimicking the natural dissipation found on undisturbed shorelines. The design of biocap takes cues from nature. The tile shapes are based on how water interacts with different surfaces at high tide and low tide. Concave tiles, which curve inward, and convex tiles, which curve outward, are installed at different levels along the seawall. The goal is to deflect waves away from the seawall and help minimize erosion and turbulence around the wall's foundation.
All right, so this whole section is basically about how these tiles function and what exactly they are doing here near the shoreline. So let's get right into it. We see a key word right away, Linda, the swirling surface patterns.
Yes, it used to describe the pattern on the surface of the tile. And something that is a swirl has a curving or circular shape to it. If you think of soft serve ice cream that comes out of a machine, that is a vertical swirl. So you put your cone under and then you allow the ice cream to go on top of the cone in a swirling pattern. Mm-hmm. And so these biocap tiles have a similar pattern, except they're not as high as an ice cream.
No.
But they have these circular curving shapes.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a great word to describe what's going on here. The swirling surface patterns increase the overall surface area. And even just having some patterns that come up a little bit off the surface of the tile creates a little more surface area. And so there's a lot more surface area. This offers more space for colonization. Colonization could be referring to many things, depending on the context. But here we're talking about sea life that has found a new home. That's a good way to kind of imagine
Yes. Set up home or set up shop in these spaces.
Yeah. So we saw the word shaded yesterday, and here we see it again. The shaded recesses are intended to help regulate temperature. And a recess, first of all, is a place that goes back or down somewhere.
It's a depression or like a sunken area within the tile.
That's right. And so they're shaded. That means they're not exposed to the sun like other parts of the surface are. And so that's intended to keep things cool, providing a cooler, more stable micro environment. I like that word, micro environment. We could talk about the macro environment, that is the environment at large, like basically everywhere, and how it's interacting with each other. Or we could talk about something like a micro environment, an environment within another environment. How does the paragraph continue?
So this thermal buffering, so this protection from the heat, can support marine life in the face of rising temperatures and more frequent heat events. And there's been a steady increase in the global temperature, and that severely affects marine life in the oceans and seas.
That's right. And a buffer. Here we see buffering, right? Used as kind of a noun, this thermal buffering. But in general, to buffer or to be a buffer is to kind of be a layer of protection for something.
Or cushion
in most cases, right? And so it supports marine life in the face of, that means when it is encountering. When we talk about in the face of something, that means we're encountering something. We could talk about something being in the face of danger, like I came to face with danger. What did I do, right? So here we're learning about how these things can help keep the ecosystems cool down there. We read on here, another potential benefit of the tiles is reducing the impact of waves. When waves hit a natural shoreline, their energy is gradually absorbed by irregular surfaces. So we're talking about a natural shoreline here. That is one where no seawalls have been made. It's just nature as it was. And there are irregular surfaces. What do you think that's referring to?
Just like the different types of...
Like sand, maybe?
Mm-hmm, or rocks. Mm-hmm. Even marine creatures, there's if close to the shore there are coral reefs, mm-hmm. then that would offer that protection against the impact of waves.
Yeah, and the reason we use the word irregular here is because if something is regular, that means it's you can kind of predict the pattern over and over again. Or if it's just a flat seawall, it's just there's nothing really abnormal about that. And so here, you can't really predict what's going to be in the ocean from one place to the next. So it's irregular, these irregular surfaces, tide pools, vegetation. But in contrast, what do we read?
That when waves strike vertical concrete seawalls, those are the smooth walls with no grooves or irregular surfaces, the energy is reflected back into the water instead of being absorbed. And this wave reflection can amplify wave action and actually increase the erosion at the base or at the bottom of the wall. And this ends up creating more hazardous or more dangerous conditions during storms when you get more wave impact.
Yeah, that's right. For some reason, as I'm reading this just now, it kind of reminds me of shocks on a car or a motorbike, mm-hmm. right? If you don't have those shocks,
then you're going to feel the impact of like going over bumps. Like,
every single time it's mm-hmm. going to be terrible and painful and probably really damaging to your vehicle as
well. Yes, and you.
And you, right. Your back will definitely feel mm-hmm. it over time. And so in the same way, you know, that shocks will absorb the shocks of the road when you're driving over it. That's kind of what a lot of these natural things were intended to do. Well, not intended. That's something that they did out in nature before the seawalls were created.
Right. And we could also use buffering here, mm-hmm. Buffering against the impact of the wave.
Yeah, that's right. So we read here, the textured surfaces of the biocap tiles are designed to help diffuse wave energy, again, by mimicking the natural dissipation found on undisturbed shorelines. Let's talk about those key words here, diffuse and dissipation. They're actually kind of similar, aren't they?
Right. So diffuse is to spread out. So the wave energy is diffused or spread out among like these irregular surfaces and tide pools and vegetation. So it mimics or copies the natural dissipation, and dissipation is the gradual reduction of something. So it's like allowing something to slowly disappear. So the tiles end up copying what like the natural shoreline would do, just diffuse or spread out the wave energy so it's not hitting with as much force and damaging the coastline.
Yeah, that's right. So we could say that things are diffusing and they will be dissipated after a while, as the effect starts to disappear. Now, we also see the word undisturbed here. Undisturbed shorelines, that's referring to natural shorelines because sometimes we use the word disturb to talk about humans coming in doing something in nature, right? Even if the intent was good, right? Like building a seawall, as we learned yesterday, it helps to protect urban areas. That's one of the purposes. That's a good purpose, but it does destroy.
It's still a disruption, to the natural environment.
Yeah. I accidentally said destroy. It disturbs, or like you said, a disruption to the natural environment. Yeah. The design of BioCap, we read, takes cues from nature. And there's that phrase we used a little bit earlier, to take a cue from something. Just to review, it just means to learn something from something else, to apply it to your own life in some way. So it's learning from nature. The tile shapes are based on how water interacts with different surfaces at high tide and low tide. So they're not just... BioCap has really gone into detail here.
Yes, because that's something I didn't even think about. Oh, yes, high tide and low tide, that happens every day. And that's something that you do need to consider.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just kind of like the picture in the magazine, right? You would think, okay, well, what are those tiles doing on the side of that wall? They're so high up. Well, that's for the that's for those high tide moments.
True. And right? the actually the picture in our magazine, that is a rendering of the tiles. So in the park that was mentioned at the beginning of yesterday's reading, Morningside Park in Miami, this is where these tiles are, and they're a sample of what the BioCap tiles
look. Thank you for clarifying that, Linda. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are these guys doing so high up? What kind of sea creatures are going to go and just live up there
right. you know,
most of the time in open air?
Right. But they would take that in consideration, like what where the level, the sea level will be during high tide and low mm-hmm. tide at the wall.
Yeah, because most of these things are they are underwater. The ones that I saw when I was kind of doing a little bit of research, they're on the surface of the I mean, not the surface, but on the seabed, on the water. So it's like down basically at ground level in the water, but they could be placed in lots of different areas. And so BioCap is taking a lot of things into consideration here. We even learn about different shapes of tiles. We have specific words for these. Let's talk about concave and convex. Concave, you see the word cave as part of that word. You can imagine a cave goes in. Well, that's mm-hmm. exactly what concave does. That means something curves inward. And then convex, those are things that curve outward.
Right. And listeners might be familiar with these terms when talking about glasses, mm-hmm. Eyeglasses, because depending on your eyesight, you might need to get lenses that are concave in shape or convex, depending on if you're nearsighted or farsighted.
Yeah, that's right. Or even roadside mirrors
mm-hmm.
at bends or turns where you need to see what cars are coming from the other direction. There will be those are convex
yes.
mirrors.
Mm-hmm. They curve outward.
And most people, if they're going to look at a mirror of themselves, they would prefer to look at a concave mirror because it'll make
them thinner.
It'll make you look thinner, right? So anyway, yeah, these are fun words. But they're installed at different levels along the seawall. And the goal, of course, is to deflect waves. I prefer the word deflect than reflect. They do have different meanings, but this is the word I would naturally use to describe what's going on here with these waves. Because the waves will hit the seawalls and go back into the ocean. They're deflected into the ocean. But the goal is to deflect waves away from the seawall and help minimize erosion and turbulence around the wall's foundation. What is turbulence?
That is the activity that is going on. It's a powerful or strong movement around the wall's foundation is what you want to prevent. You don't want this disturbance of activity. And so the tiles or the wall in general will deflect waves, change the direction of the waves. So mm-hmm. they're not creating this erosion and turbulence.
Where else do we experience turbulence if we're flying in an airplane?
That's right.
There might be.
Yes.
Yeah, there might be some parts during your trip where it gets a little bit bumpy,
mm-hmm.
and we often call that turbulence.
That's
it is
true.
A little bit turbulent.
Yes, and some people are very scared of turbulence when flying.
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially the first time you experience turbulence, you think maybe the plane's going to crash. But yeah, turbulence occurs in other areas as well, as we see in our article. Well, there is a positive outlook. Of course, that is what BioCap is involved with. Let's get into our last section about the walls here.
A positive outlook. After the BioCap tiles are installed, we plan to assess how the seawall redesign enhances biodiversity, improves water quality, and reduces wave energy. This 2-year pilot phase will help assess the long-term value of ecologically designed infrastructure. As coastal cities confront increasing threats from climate change and environmental degradation, the BioCap project offers what we hope will be an example of a resilient, nature-based solution that benefits both humans and the environment. We'll be watching with hope as the new BioCap tiles begin to welcome marine life, offering a glimpse into how nature might reclaim and thrive along our urban shorelines.
All right, well, friends, Why is it important to have a positive outlook? Linda, how would you answer that question?
It's just good for our well-being to mm-hmm. have a positive outlook in general.
Even as bad as some things may be right now, and it seems like there's no hope, right? We still need to have a positive outlook.
Yeah. I mean, there's always hope. So mm-hmm. that is a reason to have a positive outlook.
Yeah. So, just in general, when I think about like global warming and the way that the climate is changing, it's like, wait, the question is, right, can we really reverse this?
I think we've passed that point already, but there is always hope.
There's always hope, right? And a lot of people, a lot of organizations are doing some pretty incredible things, of which I'm very grateful. So let's talk about what BioCap is doing a little more here. After the BioCap tiles are installed, we plan to assess how the seawall redesign enhances biodiversity. What does it mean to assess something?
To analyze, to evaluate how something has done.
Mm-hmm. And so they're going to see, basically, I mean, because with any new project, you're not sure what the result is going to be. So you really do need to monitor it closely. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to kind of see if this is actually having the impact that they want.
Right. And I like how they name the three purposes of their project. The BioCap walls are intended to enhance biodiversity, improve water quality, and three, reduce wave energy. And we've gone over all of those points throughout the article. So it's a nice summary.
Yeah, that's right. So this 2-year pilot phase, again, the pilot phase or piloting something means you're doing it for the first time. Often it has the idea of, you know, there might be some trial and error involved. You're going to see if it's actually effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're giving themselves 2 years that will help assess the long-term value of ecologically designed infrastructure. So as coastal cities confront increasing threats from climate change and environmental degradation, the BioCap project offers what we hope will be an example of a resilient, nature-based solution that benefits both humans and the environment. Now, we talked about the word erosion yesterday, but we see a related word here, right, Linda, with the word degradation?
Right, right. So it's this gradual or not necessarily slow, but gradual process of the coast being worn away.
Yeah, worn down, worn away, maybe breaking down in some way. Every time I see that word degradation or degrade, mm-hmm. I think of that word biodegradable.
That's right. Yes. If something is biodegradable, it will break down over time.
Yeah.
And then there's some things that are non-biodegradable, like plastics.
Yeah.
Like it'll break down, but it like the components, the basic components never actually break down. Those will just stay in the environment.
Yeah. Whereas like a banana peel mm-hmm. is biodegradable. It will break down just naturally over time in the in nature. But here we're talking about there are threats may result in environmental degradation, which here is not a good thing, right? But BioCap is offering hope. And they're giving us an example. And you see that word again, resilient. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we saw the noun form resilience. It's good to have resilience to be able to bounce back from mistakes and failure and things that, you know, hold you down. But here we're talking about the adjective. They can be an example of a resilient nature-based solution that benefits everybody.
Exactly.
And the environment.
And I have hope for this project because it's very balanced. Mm-hmm. They've considered all different aspects and they've taken cues from nature. This is a nature-based solution and it's not just to benefit either the environment or humans. Mm-hmm. It's to benefit both.
Yeah, trying to solve a lot of different problems. So we'll be watching with hope as the new BioCap tiles begin to welcome marine life, offering a glimpse into how nature might reclaim and thrive along our urban shorelines. What does it mean to offer a glimpse into something?
To offer a look into something, a small look or view of something.
You know, that's kind of how I feel about our articles in general mm-hmm. with Studio Classroom or Advanced. You know, when we're writing about certain things, we only have a certain amount of space.
Exactly.
Right?
And we give you a glimpse into this particular topic or this project. But if you want to find out more and you can do some research, do some searching and, yeah, get a lot more details. But yes, that's true. Yeah. We, in the limited time that we have, yeah, we offer a glimpse, but it's hopefully, it's an interesting glimpse to get you more interested in the topic.
Yeah, that's right. So, of course, nature, we're hoping, might reclaim and thrive along our urban shorelines. That means that we hope that it reclaims what it had to begin with or what it had a long time ago, and not just survive, but actually thrive.
Thrive, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a big difference between surviving and thriving.
Yeah, there's a lot of sea creatures that are just surviving right now. They're mm-hmm. barely getting by, but thriving is like the opposite. It's like really healthy, you know, you have a long life ahead of you. You're living in a healthy environment. So, this has been a positive article about what BioCap is doing. And friends, we've just concluded the section about walls in this 3-day lesson, okay? The next part of this lesson, we're going to be getting into corridors, which can be defined as long hallways in a lot of situations. And so the next part of this lesson will be called Green Corridors in the Asphalt Jungle. We will talk about all of those words and more in the next part of our lesson. But for now, my name is Gabe.
I'm Linda.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.